What does your culture say about eating salads? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got the beautiful Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. If you are watching us on YouTube, thank you so much. I have, in the last few weeks, I've had so many people tell me, oh, I saw you on YouTube. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, thank you so much for joining us. We know that everybody has such busy schedules. So the fact that you take the time to listen to us or even watch us on YouTube means the world to us. It really does, because we know how hectic schedules can be, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah, and one of our teenagers, who, by the way, thinks that this show is sketchy, or what's the other word that they use? I don't know. They don't think it's cool. Let's just say that. They were like, oh my gosh, you guys get a lot of views on YouTube. And I was laughing because, you know, here they are, we the wannabe YouTubers, and their moms who are doing the sketchy YouTube stuff are actually getting views. So
that's right. Well,
thank you for letting us show up our teenagers.
The one specific teenager, because we have three under our roof right now, mm-hmm. three teenagers. She's like, you know, at the beginning of the show where we're kind of bouncing before we start talking, she's like, No. You guys cannot do that.
Sorry for doing it.
So funny. Anyways, fun. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we love that you're on hanging out with us for, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So salads. Okay.
So you have to tell me how this podcast came up. This is pretty funny when you came up.
Well, because one of the nurses I was working with the other day was talking about going home to her family's, where her family lives, and that all weekend her mom just served her all the typical, you know, cultural dishes of their culture, and how she was just in heaven. And for some reason, the tech I was working with asked her, so did you have any salad? Because I didn't hear you mention salad. She goes, no way. The only green I had was an avocado. She goes, Puerto Ricans don't eat salad.
Oh, I was going to ask what it
is. Yeah. So the culture is Puerto Ricans, okay. You know? And so I know exactly what she was eating. And I was drooling as she was saying it because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. So, and I just, I found that discussion so fascinating because she said the only green thing we ate was avocado. Mm-hmm. You know, Puerto Ricans don't eat salad. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's so true. I mean, maybe nowadays there are more eating salad. I mean, obviously these are generalizations. I mean, growing up.
Well, and you were a Seventh-day Adventist Puerto Rican.
Yes.
So that shifted, I think, a little bit.
It
of
did.
The Puerto Rican diet, because you guys did eat some
we
greens.
We did.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
But some.
Yeah. My mom actually used to make salad, and I remember she used to buy this, like, maybe it was a glass or a plastic, like a jar, a vase, that had a little packet of Italian powder, Italian dressing powder, and you would put oil and vinegar and put that powder in and shake it up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I remember that, yes.
Oh my goodness.
The glass jar.
Yeah, my mom loved that, and we loved it. And she would make salad, and she would drown the salad with the Italian dressing. Mm-hmm. So we did grow up eating a lot of salads, though I do feel that in general, because my dad did not, you know, he was not a big fan of salads.
He was the Catholic Puerto Rican.
The Catholic Puerto Rican,
yeah. Not the Seventh-day Adventist Puerto Rican.
Exactly. Yes. You know, and he, I remember when we would go to Puerto Rico to visit the family, I always remember, you know, a ton of rice and beans. Rice and mm-hmm. beans, meat, rice and beans, meat. I mean, those are staples, you know, as far as a meal in a Puerto mm-hmm. Rican home. Some sort of a meat, chicken, beef, or pork. and rice and beans, and then some, you know, there's a variety of other things.
And then a banana every which way.
That exactly. You could get the green plantains that would be cut up and, right, you know, fried, smashed, fried again. Exactly. Right. Or you can get the ripened big plantain that's already yellow with some brown spots on it, and you cut it up and fried and eat it. Fried and eat it. So, but and when we would go visit, I remember my grandmother sometimes with some of the meals would have like a cabbage salad that she would chop up finely and put some olive oil and
so that
salt.
Was so if you were a Catholic Puerto Rican, it was the cabbage salad. Yeah, of every course, once in a while.
Exactly. At least in the Cruz residence. So the cabbage salad was a big thing. But yeah, mom did make a lot of salads. What about you?
I grew up eating salad. You know, so we were Italian. Pretty much every meal was pasta and a salad. So that was pretty common for us. As I got older, I was in charge of making the salad, which is probably why I'm so good at making salads.
Oh, you were in charge of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mom put me in charge of salads.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, very early on. I hated it. I hated having to make the salad.
I didn't know that until now, after all these years.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were in charge of making the salad.
I was in charge of the salad every night.
Yeah, this girl. Woo! You ever want a salad? Yeah, right so here, right
when
here.
When we get invited to potlucks, we're always the ones bringing the salad. Yeah. I always find that really funny.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Oh, her salads are amazing.
Award-winning salads.
That's right. I had no idea that you were in charge of the salad.
I was.
Yeah, no wonder you're like a professional
salad pro now.
You are a total salad pro. Yeah. Yeah. Even when I'm making salads, like, I will still call Tina over. I'll, like, chop everything. I'm like, babe.
You season it.
You season it. Because even if I season it the way I see you seasoning it, it just doesn't taste the same. Yeah. I think it's just that years and years that, you know, that
you just know how many
that
shakes.
Love and that energy that she puts into it that she's been doing since she was just a wee little girl.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. So I thought that the conversation we had was interesting because the tech that I was working with, she's Mexican. And so when we were talking about, you know, Puerto Ricans and salads and salads not being like the big thing in a Puerto Rican home, my tech, who's Mexican, said, yeah, the same thing in a Mexican home. She goes, we don't eat salads.
Yeah.
She goes, she's like, we didn't grow up eating any salads.
Shredded lettuce on the top of a taco.
That's right. The tostadas and the tacos.
Yeah.
That's right.
The extent of their lettuce eating.
Yeah. So I told Tina, I said, wow, this is fascinating because it really, you know, the way we eat, obviously, you know, we are mimicking, a lot of us are mimicking what we grew up with, you know, and some of us have made modifications, you know, for the healthier. I mean, you know, we grew up with a lot of fried food, you know, like Tina was saying, the fried plantains, that was probably the biggest thing. I mean, and we didn't have that, the plantains every night. But, you know, mom, in our household, though, we grew up Seventh-day Adventists. A lot of Seventh-day Adventists are vegetarian, but there are a lot of Seventh-day Adventists that are not vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And we actually vacillated back and forth because my dad was a big meat eater. And so my mom was trying to, like, appease him also. Mm-hmm. And so there were phases in our life where mom did make meat. And I remember her frying chicken. Mm-hmm. Like, she made, like, amazing fried chicken. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we, like, in our household, we don't fry.
We did it first.
First got together. Yeah,
before we started on our health journey. I mean, we were eating all the foods, except pork, because you don't eat pork. But, like,
except when she tried to sneak it in.
I did try to sneak pork by you a few times, but it didn't work. Yeah. Anyway, but we ate all the major meats because I grew up eating meat. So, you know, but then we started learning about meat and started learning about chicken and beef and pork and all these things and just decided to start slowly weaning it out and eating more plant-based proteins like beans and greens and fish. We started incorporating more fish into our diet and, you know, in general have felt healthier for it. I mean, you and I aren't like super snobby about the meat. So like if we go out and we're at a barbecue at somebody's house, we'll still eat meat if that's what they're serving for dinner.
if we go out to an anniversary dinner or something.
Yeah, we'll have like a nice steak. I mean, I'm always getting a sore in my mouth though, 2 days later after I eat meat, which tells me how acidic that meat is. But anyway, we digress. Wanted to talk about some other cultures and what you were reading about, because it is very cultural, right, what we eat.
Very much so. So, you know, we just looked up a few different cultures. For example, in Europe, eating the salad after your meal is typically what, you know, from what I read, that's considered more of the tradition, because they consider the salad to be more of a cleansing, mm-hmm. a cleansing
helpful
thing.
Helpful to the digestion.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas in America, in the United States of America, salads are typically eaten before the main meal, because it's supposed to kind of like, you know, appease the appetite and buy some time while you're waiting for the main meal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just thought it was interesting. You know, I read a little in regards, there was one little article I read, like where Chinese, they eat a lot of vegetables.
They do.
They eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. And the Indians and Chinese eat a lot of vegetables.
A lot of vegetables. Mm-hmm. But in general, the salad is not a big thing because, you know, you're eating raw leafy greens, and so it more for sanitation reasons. Mm-hmm. They don't eat it, but they do eat a lot of, you know.
Yeah, they eat a lot of veggies, but they're all cooked for the most part. Yeah.
Right. What else? Like she said, you know, Indians, I mean, they're, you know, a lot of vegetarian Indians.
And a lot of these cultures who came here to America, it was talking about how they were trying to incorporate salad mm-hmm. into their way of eating to appease the Americans, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, and like, to try to adapt.
Yeah, to adapt to what Americans wanted. And so they would incorporate like a salad that had like Chinese seasonings on it, you know? So like,
and
like,
call it the Asian salad.
Right, exactly. And so like, I know that I try to mix up our salads, right? So when I'm making an Asian salad, I'm typically putting celery and cucumbers and edamame and maybe sesame seeds. And then I'm using a sesame oil mm-hmm. on that salad, right? To give it like a little flair. And sometimes I'll use the Bragg's aminos on there, which is like a healthy soy sauce, and I'll use that in the salad as well, which is really nice.
That salad is amazing.
Yeah.
And she also has the Mexican salad.
And then we make a Mexican
which
salad.
Which is,
right.
Woo, awesome.
Yeah, which we put black beans and corn and still cucumbers and tomatoes, but I put avocado in that one and, of course, lime, right? So, and then that one just typically, I think, gets regular olive oil, but the lime is what really triggers that one,
exactly.
I think, with making it. Oh, and cilantro. Cilantro has to go in a Mexican salad.
It's kind of supposed to be like a margarita type salad. Little lime, little salt on the rim.
Nice.
Yeah. So, so it was interesting, just kind of, you know, doing a little light reading and reading different cultures. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's definitely a topic of, I think, a very interesting topic of discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, because we all have cultural things that, you know, that have become part of our own tradition, you know, mm-hmm. and I think it's cool.
And it affects the patterns of what we eat. Like, I see a lot of patterns in the consults that I'm doing when I ask people what they eat, depending on their culture. You know, it's the same foods, mm-hmm. right, over and over again. So it is good. I mean, those are, you know, those foods for people, I think, go to the heart, right, which is good. I do think, though, if you didn't grow up eating a lot of salads, you should consider incorporating a salad every once in a while. You know, I always try to explain how important it is to eat green, no matter if they're cooked green vegetables or raw green vegetables. But one of the easiest way to get your greens in is by eating a salad every night, along with whatever else you're eating. So if you didn't grow up like that, consider doing it now going forward, just for your health.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you have any comments or, you know, something special in your culture, you know, in regards to salad or just something that you ate, I mean, please share it with us. We love to hear your comments. And if you haven't connected with us, please take a look at our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that is done over the phone, so you could do it from anywhere in the world. And again, it is free to you. And if you haven't rated our program, please rate us and please give us a 5, because it'll help other people just like you to find us quicker. And lastly, if you have not subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.